It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lycoboro Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you report again this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. Let's start things off this morning talking to the boys basketball coach, Joel Voorhees. And good morning, Joel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Mr. Newman.
You bet. And three games to talk about.
Yep, we had a busy week this week.
Okay, well, let's fire away there, guy.
All right, we started out at McRae on Tuesday of this week, and it was a close one at halftime, 21-27, so a two-possession game.
Wow.
And, yep, it was good to see that high-intensity atmosphere that we were bringing out, like, in the beginning of the season. Kind of got away from us again in the second half. We scored 26 to their 36, ending in a 47-63 ball game.
Yeah.
We shot 8 out of 28 from the field, 7 out of 24 from three-point, 10 out of 21 from the free-throw line. We had 39 rebounds, 8 assists, 13 steals, 6 blocks on the night. That was good to see, but we still had those piling up turnovers with 26.
26, oh, yeah.
Yep. And leading the way for us on that night was Tanner Tilbury with 15 points.
Good.
He also had 12 rebounds. And then behind him was Nolan Smith with 12 points. And then Tanner Callis had three three-pointers on 9 points. And Gavin Tasso, 3 points. Griffin Kranz, 4 points. Jackson Fernalls, 2 points. And Caden Stender, 2 points. Our high man for the assists that night was Gavin Tasso with 4. And our high steal leader on the night was Caden Stender with 3.
How about
that was a close one on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. How about the B squad and C squad?
B squad, the C squad pulled it off right away, which was a nice win. The B squad ended up losing in a tight one.
Okay.
I think it ended up to be a 4-point game at the end for the B squad.
Wow. Okay. Well, then game two of the week.
Game two was on Thursday with Pipestone. The Arrows came up to Lycoboro that night. And the C and D had two nice victories.
Okay.
Close for both teams, but C and B ended up pulling it off in the end. Varsity, we had a different story. It was a little lopsided right at the beginning of the game with 12-37 halftime score. And then we had 15 opposed to their 26 in the second half for a final score of 27-63. We shot 8 out of 25 on 2-point field goals compared to their 24 out of 45. So they got nearly double the shots up that we did and triple the amount of makes. Stay the same with 3-point field goals made, 2 out of 15 compared to their 2-8. Free throws, we were 5 out of 10 compared to their 9 out of 13. We had 25 rebounds compared to their 36. 8 assists compared to their 18. 11 steals compared to their 16. We did lead the way in blocks with 3 compared to their 2. And turnovers, again, were swelling, and we ended up, unfortunately, leaving that department with 27 compared to their 18.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And for scoring on the night, it was kind of a balanced attack. We didn't have a lot of high scoring. High man for the night was Tanner Callis with 6. Carter Moen had 4. Grant Bierke had 2. Caden Stender had 2. Noah Arndt had 2. Jackson Fernholz had 2. Tanner Tilbury had 2. Gavin Tasto had 2. And Nolan Smith, he had 3. Leading for the rebounds that night was Nolan Smith with 5 and Tanner Tilbury with 4. Our top assist man was Grant Bierke with 3 and Tanner Tilbury with 2. And our top steals were Nolan Smith and Noah Smith and Noah Arndt.
Okay.
With 2 apiece.
Okay. And your third game this week?
Third game was last night. We had a tough one with YME. At half, it was a close game. It was 27 to their 28. We started out hot. We made a couple threes right off the bat. Had a 6, and it just went back and forth, until the first half ended, and we were just down by a point. So I was happy with the first half with the guys, knowing that, hey, we put two halves together like this, and good outcome might happen. And some preliminary numbers on that game. Grant Bierke had his best game out of the year, so that was good to see. He shot, he made 4 three-pointers on the night, 5 two-pointers, and a free throw, finishing with 23 points.
Good for him, yeah.
Yeah, that was good to see that out of Grant, kind of facilitating the offense and taking his shots when they're available. Tanner Tilbury was our next high scorer with 14 points, making 7 out of 7 field goals. And after that was Caden Stender with 6 points, making 2 three-pointers. And then Tanner Callis had 4 points on a three-pointer and a free throw. Griffin Kranz had 2. Gavin Tasto had 1. And Nolan Smith had 2. So we had 15 two-point field goals on the night and 7 three-pointers. And we were 3 out of 13 from the free throw stripe,
okay,
finishing with a game of 52 to 66 in the end.
Oh, boy. That was really close for you. That was good.
Yeah. That was the intensity that we're trying to come out with. And it was flashes of gelling together, team cohesiveness. And it just wasn't consistent enough in the end, but there's definitely the flashes that we look forward to in our next couple games and rest of the season of just increasing that.
Okay. How about the B squad and C squad?
B and C both pulled it off. C had a nice win, and then B went into overtime. They were trailing the whole game, and they pulled it off in overtime, so that was really good to see, and that really hyped up our varsity to come in for our action.
Okay, good.
So on the year, the C squad is 7-2, the B squad is 8-5, and the varsity is 0-13.
Okay. Well, the varsity is picking up, though. It was a pretty good week, except for that Pipestone game, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're going to have games like that. And it happens. I tell the guys that it happens at all levels, even at the professional ranks.
Sure, sure. So what's on tap for the up-and-coming week?
This next week, Canby is coming to us on Tuesday.
Okay.
And we travel to Lakeview on Friday.
Okay.
So we got 2 games this upcoming week.
The junior I also has been busy.
Yeah, I talked with a couple of them the other day. Ortonville was nice victories for them.
Okay. And
I know right now we have some 5th and 6th grade tournaments going on. as of today, right now. And then we're out here with little kids doing skills, future Eagles.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you're out at school with the Eagles of the future.
That's right.
Good.
Getting into good habits at a young age.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report this morning. Best of luck on those two games next week, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning, Joel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again, Mr. Newman.
Okay. That's Joel Voorhees on boys basketball. We'll, after the break, we'll have an update on the girls basketball with Dylan Erickson after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll want to shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. Why? Well, Kip has some great specials in January. Fresh beef cuts, 10% off. Pork, beef, and variety bundles, 10% off. Or pre-order ground chuck, $6.50 a pound. The Country Butcher in Dawson, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Mondays. January specials at the Country Butcher is perfect for filling the freezer this month and warming up winter meals. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, January 9th through Monday, January 12th in Theater 1. It's the SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants, rated PG. And in Theater number 2, held over for the final weekend, Avatar Fire and Ash, rated PG-13. Both show at 7 o'clock nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Looking for a fun Saturday night? Join the Porter Fire Department Meat Raffle Saturday, January 10th at 6 p.m. Head on over to the Cut Loose Tavern in Porter. Bring your friends, grab a few drinks, and take your chances winning great cuts of meat, all while supporting your local Porter Fire Department. Good food, good fun, and a great cause. Don't miss the Porter Fire Department Meat Raffle this Saturday at the Cut Loose Tavern in Porter.
Well, welcome back to the Coach's Show. Well, we're going to turn our attention now to girls basketball and talking with Dylan Erickson. And you had kind of a busy week there, Dylan.
Yeah, we sure did. You know, just getting into the south part of the conference now, too, and with some makeup games in there, too. It's going to be a busy month here, no matter what you can do about it. So we just got to lace them up and go play and try to get better each game. And so, yeah, we welcomed YME into the Valley on Monday. And they bring in, you know, pretty much everybody back from last year. And a team we had kind of jumped in the playoffs from the prior year to get out of that bottom four play-in situation. And so we knew they'd have a lot of experience back and some seniors and a lot of size, though. I mean, they run out a couple six-footers and some good size on the wings, and their probably lack is maybe a little bit at guard, but Bailey Sneller is a senior. She's a good shooter, and they got this sophomore girl, too, that's kind of stepped up. So they have some options at guard, just they got a ton of size to deal with inside, and so we knew that, you know, kind of against us, we don't have a ton of size, and our guards are, you know, a little undersized just because they're young yet, and so we knew that'd be a little bit of a matchup problem for us, but we came out right away and, you know, kind of sat, picked up pressure full court and tried to slow them down in the full court to waste some time off the shot clock and, you know, sit in our zone a little bit and find shooters and, you know, try double and do some things inside to slow them down. And first half was pretty slow going. I think we scored the first bucket of the game, and then it kind of went back and forth a little bit, and then we hit a drought that has been all well too known for us right now. And they come in waves sometimes, and sometimes they're shorter periods, but sometimes they last for a few minutes or longer. And those dry spells just really, really end up killing us, especially with live ball turnovers and them scoring out of them. I think they had, for the game, I think they had 35 points off turnovers, and, you know, they scored 63 for the game. So if you do the math there, that's not a lot of shots or a lot of scoring in the half court and making them work for it. So again, just that's kind of been our weakness a little bit, but every time I feel like when we had things going, all games this week a little bit, especially Monday and Tuesday, when we had things going for us, like, I think, they always had an answer for us, and they always, we went on a little 4 or 6-0 run, and they kind of came right back and hit some buckets too to not really let us dip into that lead a little bit that they extended in the first half with some shots they knocked down from outside. And but again, in the whole first half, even into the second half, I really never thought we were completely out of the game until they grew that lead enough where it was just not enough time and going to be hard to get ourselves back in the game. But yes, we ended up going down into half 29-14, and then we played, picked up the pressure a little bit more in the second half. And I thought after the first few minutes, we pretty much played basket for basket the rest of the way out. They ended up outscoring us by 10 in the second half. But again, I thought we did a nice job. And again, we got, you know, two starters out right now and some girls that are still trying to, you know, figure their way a little bit, and eighth grader starting for us. So again, a lot of pressure there, and the speed is so much different, and, you know, putting a little bit more on her plate now too with having Maya and Eva out right now. And so it's just a combination of everything. But, you know, as this team goes and grows, it's only going to benefit them in the long run. There's going to be, you know, some ugly periods and some times that it's not as fun to watch that basketball at times, but that's what steps it takes to get to where you want to go. And especially with this young crew anyways, and everyone was all new. Now they've all, their roles have kind of adjusted and changed a little bit more. And there's more on each of theirs plate a little bit as far as that go with those girls out. And unfortunately, you know, in the Dawson game, I know Bart was on the call and we talked about it a little bit last Saturday, but we got some very unfortunate news that unfortunately Maya Swatsky as a freshman had tore ACL, and so we won't be seeing her, you know, as far as softball and volleyball goes for next year too. It's going to be a long road to recovery, and it's never fun, especially when she's kind of your leader and things are going as we go as a freshman. And I know the girls were pretty broke up about it too, just knowing the impact of being friends too that has on, you know, how much time and effort and work she's put in to the game and to all sports really, and how big of a piece she is. Kind of a centerpiece in kind of all sports she's in, and kind of girls just look for her for some direction and things like that, even as just being a freshman. And so that's kind of left a pretty big hole for us, you know, the rest of the week, finding out some of that information and knowing girls know you're not going to be the best cheerleader on the bench and supporter of us. And I'm going to ask a lot of things from her in practice, you know, as almost a coach type, you know, get her on the floor and helping her and voicing things, and so she can see basketball from a different angle and different way and start learning the game that way too. And that'll only help her when she does get back on the court, you know, to be able to, you know, not really in a sense lose half a year here or whatever it might be. You know, you can still grow and find ways to develop even if you're not on the court. So that was a tough one. We ended up dropping the game though, 63-36. Again, scoring is going to be an issue for us going forward. You know, you take 10, 12, 15 points a game with her on a night that she scored 25 on a night, pretty easy too. And just the ball goes through her quite a bit and is in her hands quite a bit. So again, it's just going to be a change for us. But again, it's going to be we got to make the best of it, and it's going to be good for other girls in these situations to grow. So when she is back, then they're that much more confident and better and ready to roll with it.
Okay. Yeah. Some of the stats on the night?
Sure. Callie Kahn, again, has been just an animal on the inside for us. She had 16 points and led us there, and had 18 rebounds. Again, just a monster on the boards, and just has the nose for the ball and reads angles well, and just physical, especially throughout this whole week. I saw that pick up, and girls are even going to lead to her more and more. She's kind of the senior we have that's been through it, and they're going to look to her, and just going to, how is she going to handle herself the rest of the year and lead these girls, so in 2 years from now she can know she had a piece of where these girls are at. And and then Brooklyn Olsen had 11 points and 11 rebounds, so a double-double for us as well there. Aiden Bond had 5 points, a couple rebounds. She had 5 assists. And then Casey Tweet had a bucket, and Reese Guzman had a bucket for us. And Ashton Shell said, you know, maybe didn't shoot the ball the best on Monday night, but again, got a lot of good looks and got in there as an eighth grader and her first start, and really did a nice job. And Brindley Grusin, again, you know, she's only at 50, 60, maybe 60, 70%, if you want to call it that, but she's toughing it out and trying to give us as much as she can until she needs to have some things done at the end of the year or whenever that surgery is going to be scheduled. So trying to help her and get something out of her, help her get something out of this year too as well. So going forward, she's just a freshman. Ashton's an eighth grader. Aiden's a sophomore, you know, and then Brooklyn and Casey, that's just their first year of varsity action as well. So a lot of new kids, a lot of new faces playing for us. And again, they're only going to get more time and more minutes to figure that out now.
Right. B squad?
B squad got a nice win on the night as well. They played pretty well and got another win for them again as well. So that was really cool to see, and I know they were excited about that. Some things came together, and Alexa Alonzo, I know she had 15 points on the night, so you know her highest scoring total. But saw some things click for her and slow down too, and help out that B squad as well. When you know Ash is only playing a half of B squad now too, so just a lot more time for those girls down there as well.
Right. Okay, and then your other games.
Yeah, and then the next night we were right back at it. You know, with limited numbers here, it's a lot to ask to go back to back nights. But we welcomed in Morris again. They have a junior there at 6'1", but her arms must be 6'8" wingspan. She's just got she moves really well. She can run, and she blocked some shots on Tuesday night. That was just like 90% of girls or teams we face are blocking those shots. So that was pretty impressive to see. But they just they're strong. They're physical. A lot of seniors too. Again, been through it, and just a real physical team. And that's something I thought I saw even into Friday night's game of how physical Thursday night's game to how physical we got throughout the week facing these bigger, stronger teams, and we tried to match it, and that was something I was really proud of too. Again, this is a handful for us. It was, again, another game that early on we got going pretty good, and it was back and forth again. But again, another team that anytime we went on a little bit of a run, they just had an answer for it. And when we had dry spells, they kind of had some dry spells, so we were never really able to cut into that lead after the first, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes. So we ended up going to the half there 43-26. But again, our mindset's kind of changing a little bit as to, you know, where are our small victories going to be? Where are our little goals, attainable goals that we can have game in and game out on the board that, you know, individually, what can we strive for? Can we get, instead of getting, you know, 2 assists, can Aiden get 5 assists? Can Callie, instead of getting 11 rebounds, can she get 15? You know, just little goals like that we can find some small victories throughout these games to help us grow and move forward. And then, again, their pressure in the second half, and we kind of, our legs really did hit us in that second half. We had a tough time scoring and getting anything going towards the rim. So we ended up dropping that one 69-31. Again, some of these scores seem a lot bigger than what the game probably look like for the majority of it. In a sense, it wasn't, you know, like just a complete blowout from end to end. It was, you know, we had times and moments in there. It's just, it just takes time. And so another one that, you know, they're a solid team in the West Central Conference too, and they face a lot of pressure, physicality, night in, night out there too, and a little, probably a little bit faster pace even too at times or more often than not. And so again, I thought we did match that though pretty well, and they were in a press for in the first half, and honestly, that was the first time I think we've, other than having the score be what it is, where it was competitive, we actually forced a team out of a half-court, full-court pressing, trapping type mentality. I thought we did a really nice job moving the ball in the pass and hitting the middle and scoring out of it. So we actually took a team out of that. So again, that's another success that we got to look at and say we did grow and we got better, and we're starting to understand things a little bit for us as well.
Okay. Statistics on that one?
Yeah, stats on that one. Brooklyn Olsen led us in scoring with 10 points and a few rebounds. Callie Kahn had 6 points and 11 rebounds. Aiden Bond had 6 points and 4 assists. Casey Tweet had 4 points, a few rebounds. Ashton Shelstead had 5 points for us and 4 rebounds. So again, and then we got some other girls in there, Reese Guzman and Tegan Conroy getting in there too and giving us some minutes, and on the defensive end especially, focusing on that a little bit and getting out and running and applying a little extra pressure if we can in the full court, just because as we go forward and into next couple years, we're going to be a lot smaller and faster team, so we're going to have to use that full court and put that pressure on to our advantage. So understanding angles now and timing of things is going to be huge to try to use the back half of the year to kind of get us ready for what's to come in the future.
Okay, B-Squad on that night?
And B-Squad, yeah, it was a battle in the first half. It was a tight game, and then, again, just they had a few girls that were playing a fair amount of minutes, too, in the varsity game, not playing the second half, but kind of wore us down, and we only have, you know, each half we have maybe six or seven healthy bodies or six and a half healthy bodies, you know, to go. So back-to-back games really wore them down, too. That second half kind of got away from them. They ended up dropping that one to Morris. But, again, good effort out of those guys, too.
Okay, and then your third game of the week?
Yeah, and then third game of the week, we traveled to Canby. Again, knowing the news and stuff, I know some of the girls are a little shook up, and we still haven't gotten Sophie Hewitt back or Eva Traeger. So, again, just a lot of wear and tear this week and a lot of miles on the body. But thought we did a nice job. B-Squad in the first half kind of set the tone. They were up 15-10 at half and against a pretty solid B-Squad in Canby. And, again, second half, they just wore us down with that full court pressure and you know, taking Ashton away and then try to get Brindley a few minutes there to get in some rhythm. But again, just with what she's got going on, you're only able to play so many minutes. So a lot of these girls that haven't had to handle the ball have to handle the ball in that second half, and their press got to us a little bit, but ended up losing that one by 10, I believe. And then we followed it up and had some good energy, had a good talk before the game, and found some new goals that we wanted to kind of attain for this game and or that individual game. And now we started off in a full 5-0 run to start the game in the first few minutes and had the ball a couple other times with some decent looks to maybe grow that lead early and get them to call a timeout. And but then Canby's full of four seniors. They start and they all can shoot the ball from the outside. They got a junior 5'10 athletic big that's back now for them playing in the inside. And they gave us some fits. We let them loose on our zone a little bit, and they hit a few shots in a row, and then all of a sudden they took off a little bit. And a couple timeouts later, you know, all of a sudden we're finding ourselves down at 12 to 15 points and having to hold to try to climb out of a little bit. And their pressure, too, got to us. But if they're hitting from the outside, they can beat just about anybody in the conference. And, you know, if they have a slower night shooting the ball, a lot of teams are going to be able to play right with them or have success against them. And once they kind of got going from the three-point line, that kind of got us a little bit. I think when they ended up making 12 threes on the night, and even when the game got spread out in that second half, you know, obviously not needing to shoot the ball from the outside. So if they make 12 to 15 threes a game, they're going to play with anybody. And if they have a night where they're shooting down, or they're a little slow shooting down, then they, you know, make 3, 4, 5 of them, that's a lot of points, and that's a difference in that three-point line that can carry you, or it can take you out of a game pretty fast, too. So give them credit. They shot the ball well and shot a bunch of free throws on the night, too. And so, yeah, we ended up dropping that one, 69-31. Again, for us to just to find some scoring. Scoring was a little bit harder. Again, first half we scored 15, and second half we scored 22. Again, eventually, as these girls get a little more comfortable in their role, as we get going the rest of the year here, I think the scoring just is going to come up with the confidence, and the game will slow down, and they'll be a little bit more comfortable in their roles. But for right now, it's a learning progress process for us, and we're just going to have to battle through that one.
Okay, some of the stats on that game.
Yeah, Ashton Shelstead shot the ball pretty well from the outside, hitting three threes, so she had 9 points on the night, and Callie Kahn had 6, and Casey Tweed had 5, and Aiden Bond had 3 points for us. So, again, just it was hard to come by last night, or Thursday night, and again, just another opportunity, though, and we'll have got back to practice on Friday here, and get back to work and get these girls comfortable in some of their roles and simple some things up and take it back a few steps maybe just to get them, you know, up to speed a little bit and slow it down for them and hopefully we can progress the rest of the year with that.
Okay. Well, you were supposed to play today with Pipestone, but that game is not going to happen today. I don't know if you're going to make it up or not, but what do you have next week?
Yeah, fortunately, yeah, for today's game, we're going to take the day off, and we thought it was best for our girls and even Pipestone that maybe if they have the opportunity to go find another opponent that's closer or you know, maybe someone they might see in the section, they have the opportunity to add that game then. And so we're going to move on from that one, and we're right back to work on Monday to play a really good out of the South half, a chance probably to win the conference in the South half. Lakeview got four or five seniors there and some younger girls they're mixing in that they'll bring the full court pressure and keep it on us all night. But again, be a good test for us. And then we travel to Tracy Milroy Ballatin on Thursday for that long trip. A team that, you know, is pretty competitive with us, I think, you know, and I think it could be a pretty good game if we can come out and hit some shots early. And then on Saturday we travel to, you know, I think they're ranked fifth or sixth in the state right now, CMCS, Central Minnesota Christian. Of a makeup game, we travel there on Saturday for that one, and you know, we'll have our hands full there with a team that has high expectations and expectations that they want to be in the state tournament. So we'll have our hands full there, but it's also good for us to see, like, that's where our program wants to get back to and where we want to be going forward and what it kind of takes to be a team like that. So right. It's not all bad either.
Right. Well, I know your girls are putting in a heck of an effort, and they're getting a lot of experience that'll pay off down the future. And you're seems like you're getting younger every day, every week for the varsity anyway. But they're getting experience, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, just a shout-out to them, too. I hear it all the time from people that say, you know, hey, maybe not winning a lot of games or, you know, whatever, have some tough losses. But they can see themselves, and I see it every day, that how hard they're working in practice. And it won't matter if it's a 30-point game or it's the start of the game or whatever it is, they're working really hard from start to finish. And as a coach, with where we're at, I mean, that's really all you can ask is they're bought in, they're doing it together, and they're putting all the effort out there and playing hard each opportunity they get out on the court.
That's right. Well, we'll talk next week about the two games during the week, and then we'll have to pick up that Saturday game in 2 weeks.
Dylan. Awesome. So that sounds good. Appreciate you having me, and go Eagles.
Okay. Dylan Erickson on girls basketball. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison this week? Boneless arm cut shoulder roast, just $5.99 a pound. Whole boneless pork loin, $2.19 a pound. Pick up Cosmic Crisp Apples for $1.49 a pound at Jubilee Foods in Madison, your hometown grocer. With a bag of groceries and carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropINS.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
On Sunday, January 11th, there will be a baby shower in honor of Cassidy and Cody Swenson's upcoming arrival. That will be from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Apple Barrel, 43 West Tilkey Avenue in Appleton. Darts will follow the event. If you're unable to attend, they're registered at my.babylist.com. That's my.babylist.com, and then put in /baby-cassidy-swenson. The Sons of Norway Norwegian Facts and Tales program will be on Sunday this weekend at the Sons of Norway Hall in Madison. That'll be getting underway at 2 o'clock that afternoon. And everyone's welcome. The Porter Fire Department's going to be having a meat raffle today. That'll be getting underway at 6 p.m. at the Cut Loose Tavern. And everybody's welcome. That's down in Porter today.
Show going to turn our attention now to wrestling and busy week for you, Hank, starting here 7 days ago up in Fargo.
Yeah, it's been a busy 2026 so far for us. And I think my voice can tell to that. I'm kind of losing it a little bit, but we're fighting through it.
Okay.
But, yeah, we went up to Fargo, and it's the biggest sanctioned high school event for wrestling in the United States is what they bill it as. 70-some varsity teams. There's over 2,000 wrestlers there. So
wow.
It's in the Fargo Dome, and, yeah, they pack it full of 24 mats and nonstop wrestling. Pretty quite the sight to see.
Wow.
Yeah, and we went up there with 8 varsity wrestlers, and we had 5 placers. That's the most placers we've had in one Rumble tournament. And our team ended up placing the highest they've ever placed in 5th. So that was a great turnout, and I can go through some of the individual results. We'll just start with Holland Shocker. He went 4-3 on the day and ended up getting on the weekend and got 6th place. Cameron Sather went 3-3, lost in the semis, and ended up losing a couple more and ended up getting 4th place. he ended up getting 6th place as well with Holland. Yeah, he lost 3 matches by a combined of 4 points, so he was in every single match and tough losses there, but also a great tournament to place with Cam. Ben Gumlickson went 3-1 and ended up getting 4th place. He had an injury default out of his last 4th place match. His neck was bugging him a little bit, just some sore muscles, but going up against a tough opponent, you don't want to go in feeling 60-70%, so we just sat him out for that one.
Yeah, and I think in the semifinals, he lost to the runner-up.
Yeah, he lost a close one there. I think he had the lead to start and ended up losing that one. Wrestled well.
Yeah.
Eli Olson lost in the semis and ended up taking 4th place. He lost to the champ.
Okay.
Or the guys who got 2nd and 3rd, so he had a great great showing for Eli. Then Gavin Mortensen had a great weekend. Went 4-2 and got 5th place. So those are our 5 placers on the varsity side. Brian Rohde also went 1-2. Gabe Lowry went 0-2, and Griffin Johnson went 1-2. So all those guys had some good matches. Like I said, the team placed 5th. That's our highest placing finish ever.
And actually, you were tied with Wilmer at the same, and then 1 point behind the 4th place placer, and that was Moundsview. And Simley won it by quite a bit, but great job for Team United.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, and then we had 17 guys on the JV side, and I think just about everyone got a win.
Okay.
And on the JV side, you can put as many kids as you want. So some of those brackets got to be 80, 85 kids.
Wow.
There are some big ones. So we had, I think everyone got a couple wins. We ended up having 2 guys place, and that was Aiden Olson. He got 4th, and then Colin Rosendahl, he also got 4th on the JV side.
Okay.
And then we came back on Tuesday, and we went up to wrestle in New Ulm. And we wrestled Martin County there in our section. And Matthew Boffin started off with a forfeit. Then Eli Olson also got a forfeit. And then Griffin Johnson won a major decision. Trent Boffin got a forfeit. Gavin Mortensen got a forfeit. And Holland Shocker got a tech fall, winning 17-0 at 139. Then Ben Gumlickson lost a last-second match over highly ranked Piers Roman. And Cam lost to another tough opponent, Tori Papwell. And then at 160, Aiden Olson lost by a pinfall. Then Bentley Boffin kind of clinched it for us there. He got a pin in the 2nd period. Brian Rohde also got a pin. Then Gabe Lowry lost at 215, and then we forfeited at heavyweight, making the final score Team United 45, Martin County 24. Going into New Ulm, we knew they were a tough, highly ranked team. We knew there was going to be a lot of close matches, and we went up there. And Matthew Boston started us off and lost a major decision, and then Griffin Johnson lost by a pinfall. Eli Olson won a close one in overtime, double overtime, actually.
Right.
Good one for Eli. And then Trent Boffin lost a tight one, 9-10. And Gavin Mortensen lost in overtime, 3-2. And Holland Shocker lost 14-3 at 139. And Ben Gummickson lost a 10-2 match. Aiden Olson won by a default, DQ, actually. He got slammed, and then that other kid got disqualified. Cam Thaffer won a close one, 6-5. Alex Perez lost by a fall. Bentley Boffin lost by a fall. And Brian Rohde lost 11-0 decision. And Gabe Lowry lost by a fall. So it wasn't quite our night that night. Ended up being New Ulm 46, United 12. And yeah, we did. I just thought we kind of looked a little tired, a little flat out there. Wasn't our best showing, like I said. But credit to New Ulm. They're a tough team. And we got some regrouping to do if we want to get back to them at end of the year section time.
Okay, and then on Thursday night in Olivia, you had a great night there.
Yeah, Thursday we went and wrestled in Olivia and had another section opponent in Mahaka. We had to sit a few guys for match count issues and event issues, some of the ninth graders, but the guys we put in there stepped up. Colin Rosendahl was one of them. We put him in there, and he got one by a tech fall at 107. And then Griffin Johnson won by a tech fall. And then Eli Olson won by a tech fall. So we started off with three techs, which was nice to see the boys getting after it. At 127, Braden Jaden lost by a pinfall in the second period. And then Gavin Mortensen got us back going and got a tech fall. Holland Shocker won by a fall. Lincoln Sancher won by a forfeit. Ben Gunlickson won by a pinfall in 37 seconds. And Eli, when he won earlier in the match, that was his 125th win in his career. That was a pretty good accomplishment. And then when Ben got his pin here, that was his 175th career win. So awesome achievements for both those guys.
Yes.
Then Cam Sather won by a forfeit. Bentley Boffin got a pin in the first period. Then Christian Norenberg and Brian Rohde both won by forfeit. And then Gabe Lowry finished it off with a pinfall in 47 seconds, making the final score United 68, Mahaka 6.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we had Bold to end the night. Bold is a conference opponent. And there we had Griffin Johnson start us off, won by a pinfall in 30 seconds. And then Colin Rosendahl got another pinfall for us. Eli Olson got a pin for us. And then Braden Jean wasn't able to go. He got a little dinged up in Fargo and then a little sore still. So we put Hayden Snyder out there, a new wrestler. And he fought hard, but he ended up getting pinned in the first period. Then Gavin Mortensen got a tech fall. Holland Shocker won by a pinfall in a minute three. Lincoln Sancher got a pin in the second period. Ben Gunlickson got a pin in 22 seconds. Cam Sather won major decision 16-3. Then Bentley Boffin got a pinfall in the second period. Brian Rohde won a major decision 11-3. Then Gabe Lowry won by a forfeit. That made the final score Team United 61, Bold 12. We had another two good duels to get us back rolling in the right direction. That was it for the week for us. And then we have a pretty busy week coming up next week, especially for some of those ninth grade league kids, seventh, eighth, ninth graders. On Monday, they go to Tracy, and they wrestle in their ninth grade league team section tournament.
Okay.
Out of all the teams in our, there's no classes for ninth grade league, so it's all classes. And so we got a pretty good group going down there, and I think Coach Mike Coyle and Jake Poppin will get them rolling and have a good shot to maybe make it to state as a ninth grade league team. The top three teams go to state for a ninth grade league team.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, we're over in Renville, and we'll wrestle TMB, Westford Walnut Grove, and Quad County. It'll be two good duels. Hopefully get a lot of matches for the JV as well. And then on Thursday, we go over to Sox Center Melrose, where we wrestle them. They're a section, or they're a conference opponent. And then Long Prairie, Gray Eagle, and Browerville was also there. Okay. Another good try. Then on Saturday, the ninth grade league, if they make it to state, they'll go to Mora and Russell. But otherwise, the varsity will be going to Canby to Russell. It's a co-conference tournament where it's the West Central and the Camden combined. It'll be, I think there's about 14 teams in that when it's combined, so it'll be a good tournament, good showing. So yeah, busy week for all the wrestlers here, varsity and JV ninth grade league.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can hear about the two tries that you have on Tuesday and Thursday on next week on the Coaches Show, and then pick up that conference one in Canby a week from today down in Canby in the following week. So you get your voice back, and then we'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Sounds good. And also, we have a youth event this upcoming week on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, on Friday in Monty, there is a open tournament. I'm not quite sure what time that starts. Guessing around 6. So all United and area wrestlers, youth wrestlers, are invited to come. It's an open tournament, so anyone can enter it. That's Friday night. And then Saturday, I know they have Friday is at the middle school. And then on Saturday, there will be it's an invite, so I think they invited about 12 other teams to come.
Oh, okay.
So come and watch. You can watch them. There's some. They call it the throwdown. So it'll be a lot of great wrestling. I was there last year, and they did a great job running it. A lot of tough wrestlers there. Won't be able to be there this year because the varsity will be over in Canby wrestling.
Right.
So
right.
Great atmosphere.
What kind of numbers do you have in the elementary?
We have some pretty good numbers, especially with the community eds. We have all three schools have different community ed practices.
Right.
And those numbers are up this year. And then
good.
They all get together for team practices twice a week in the wrestling room in Dawson. And those numbers seem to be staying pretty steady. So it's pretty good numbers. And their season's just starting to kick into gear. I know they go all the way. They got a couple months left in their season. But it's starting to really pick up now. So it's good to see all those boys in the room.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good. And that's the future of the United program, and you got to compete against all these other schools that have programs like that too. And wrestling is becoming pretty popular again now. That's great to see.
Yes, it is.
So, well, thanks for the report. And like I said, get that voice taken care of, and we'll talk to you. Via the tape recorder on Friday next week, and pick up that Canby conference meet in 2 weeks. So
sounds good.
Sounds great. Okay, that's Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break and have more of the Coaches Show after this.
Hey Dan, what's on your mind?
A handshake.
You mean the kind that seals the deal? No fine print needed?
Exactly. At Heartland, we still believe a handshake means something, whether you're buying a Chevrolet or servicing one. That's why people come back. Trust isn't sold. It's earned, one Chevy at a time.
Because it's not just a Chevy. It's a Heartland Chevrolet. Visit heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand.
Back here at the Coaches Show, the activities going on today would be the dance line is in St. Cloud for big event at St. Cloud Cathedral. And we'll try to get Carly on next week and give an update on their progress. They're doing very fine. Very, very good job. Every place they go, I'm sure they got
target on their back. Everybody wants to beat them, but they can't do it. So it's fun watching them, that's for sure. So, well, that wraps up another show here in Eagle Country. So thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92 KLQP-FM. is KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
More protest. I'm Pam Pusso, Fox.